gather round, it's Mecha Podcast 2000!
Welcome to the show, Mecha Podcast 2000, the hottest podcast in Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Sultry, Smoky Voice Seth, and this is Dana across from me.
We in the building.
How's it going, Dana?
It's good. My back's healed up. Got my second session of my back tattoo done last week. Been busy as usual. This is never a slow day in the SB Chief Dana Dane week. How about yours?
Same. I've been busy AF. I went to New Orleans. Nola baby. And I lost my voice out there from going out way too much. Mm-hmm. And I have not gotten it back.
That's what you get.
Yeah. It's been like 11 days.
We need that cut. That's a good cut.
And New Orleans was a wild time. You want to hear about some of it?
Yeah, sure.
Let me see. I took a few notes. Let me see what I got. I went out for a wedding. I hadn't been in 3 years. I used to live there.
You haven't been back to New Orleans in 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've been back to Lafayette, but not New Orleans. Mm-hmm.
It's cool because your pictures went from like turnt to when you weren't back home to relax.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You went from like looking cross-eyed in some of your pictures to hanging out with some animals in the other half.
Dude,
of your
I stay looking cross-eyed.
Well. It was like two different versions of your trip. It was like you're like
when I'm drunk. I mean, I normally kind of have a subtle cross-eyed all the time. Mm-hmm. When I'm drunk, it's real. It's real.
It's just like no. I like the fact that you were like you went in and then you got to the fam and you're like, all right, it's time to.
Yeah, relax. Yeah. But even then, though, like, they be drinking in Lafayette, too. It's just different. They just, like, drink at the crib.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't get no skateboard clips. The last time you went down, you had a nice little skateboard clip, too.
Yeah,
that was fire.
I haven't been on a skateboard, and I'm out of shape. It would have been bad. I would have broke something. Okay, I got polyamorous people everywhere.
Whoa.
Polyamorous
people. Yeah, my guy that tattoos me, he's poly.
Maybe that's just the wave. Yep. That's just the wave.
You can't do it. Your voice is gone,
that's
man.
That's just the wave.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't even sound the same. You can't even sing the, like you used to now. Just chill out. Relax. You're on IR right now. You're on IR since sports are back on. You're in the IR. Just chill.
Yeah, my fantasy's trash.
What else did you do?
Hold on. Let me elaborate on this polyamorous thing. I go to this wedding, right? Mm-hmm. My boy Ian,
shout out to the tattoo guy. He did listen to our episode. Shout out Aaron Tattoo. Shit. If you haven't, he works at Collective Art Tattoo Inc. out on the South Side. Shy guy. He is amazing. He does amazing work. But he did listen to the show. So yeah.
What's his name? Aaron?
Aaron. Yeah.
Yo, shout out Aaron. Yeah. That's big love.
Yeah.
We're gonna send you some work.
Yeah.
Day and I are gonna get matching pod tats.
Oh.
I don't want to start that. No, wait, yo. I ain't got no tats.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you don't.
That would be a good start. You're naked. But naked. I don't know, Nathan. no, but I go to this wedding. My boy Ian's getting married. And
was it open bar?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I found they had Henny, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, once I found the Henny. Luckily, it was like at the end of the night when everybody was like, all the real partiers were still there. But I'm out talking. Helping this girl's pouring a beer. And I help her out. I'm like, this is how you pour beer. You know, they had a keg.
I thought that was bad bar etiquette from like other bartenders.
What? No, she was like, her beer was like straight foam.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was like 80. She was just like pouring it like that.
I'd have been like, yeah, you know, you're not giving me that beer, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not taking
that. No. So it was an open bar and that they just bought a bunch of liquor, a bunch of beer. Or like ciders and then or whatever they're called, right. Seltzers and then kegs. They had two kegs, but none of these hipster kids could pour a beer. So I was helping this girl out and she's like, hi, I'm Paisley, I'm Polly. I'm like, oh. And she's like, Adam's my boyfriend. I know Adam. I went to college with this guy Adam. I'm just putting all their names out there, and he's been married to this other girl. And I'm like, Adam, I was like, he's married, right? She's like, yeah, to Aubrey, but he's my boyfriend. It's like, tight. All right, cool. And then I go on. I talk to Aubrey later because I actually knew her. Mm-hmm. And she like broke it down for, yeah, they don't be having orgies. Mm-hmm. It's not like.
No, it's just like, yeah.
It's like you have your
wife and you have your.
And then like. Yeah. You go on like dates and stuff mm-hmm. with the other one, and your wife can go on dates with her man. And it's, yeah, they have separate rooms. It's like you and your wife are like partnership.
It's like the new Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
It's probably what they were doing that whole time. You know, like the whole world's judging them. They're mm-hmm. probably, yeah, was, mm-hmm. we'd be.
And everybody else is already doing that.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Like, you think it was just August Alsina? No. It was like probably, yeah. They probably been fucking around.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one this girl, Rose, there was three different polyamorous groups just there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all the questions. They answered it. It's just New Orleans is weird, man. It's weird. It's different out there.
It is different.
In my notes, too, this girl, Rosie, she was like, monogamy is just an empire of lies. I remember she said that. I was like, all right, that's a little... Sounds like you're exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
I put, you see the same motherfuckers out here. You still DJing karaoke out here? You still going to Saturn Bar? So it's just like, it was weird. I hadn't been there in 3 years and mm-hmm. I used to live there fucking 6 years ago. And that these motherfuckers still like going to the same spots, you know, like. And I guess I do that here, and I even work at the same spot here.
No, I mean, no. You do a lot. You're in different places. There's a lot.
I'm definitely around town, but it's just weird to come in. It's almost like they're stuck in time.
Mm-hmm. That's why I left Newport News.
Yeah, is that? Yeah, it's small, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they're stuck in time.
Yeah. Same bar. Yeah. Same spots.
Same
things.
And y'all are just like drinking beer, talking mm-hmm. with the mm-hmm. same motherfuckers mm-hmm. weekly. Mm-hmm. Ain't shit changed much.
Mm-hmm. Ain't shit changed but the Jews.
brand means nothing out there.
Uh-huh.
Everyone is an artist and they are 100% about that life.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented people. Money doesn't mean anything to them. That's how New Orleans is.
From what I guess it's a good assertion. You know what I mean?
They just are like... starving art, like they're all kind of broke, mm-hmm. you know, and they just are out there thugging it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, rent is high there.
Oh gosh, expensive. Like I told you, I was trying to go to a little trip
with the Airbnbs, though. Well, the Airbnbs are obnoxious,
yeah.
Rent's high there, but it's like food is cheap, mm-hmm. gas is like a whole dollar cheaper mm-hmm. than here.
Oh wow,
yeah, like everything's cheap besides like your house, but it's like. All right, yeah, I'm paying an extra $300, you know. It's about on par with Atlanta, but you're probably saving like $300, $400 a month just on like beer is like $2, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cheaper out there. Like everything is cheaper. Restaurants, like entrees are like $13, $12. Here they're like $18. Oh gosh, yeah, $25. Yeah.
You ain't walking out. You're not even walking out of BK spending $20. Exactly. What you talking about?
Popeyes tastes better there, but I don't know. It was a fun trip. I just got to kind of be back in it.
Mm-hmm. Were you ready to be back in the A? Did
you miss not it? When I was in New Orleans, but when I got to Lafayette, just because it's the time away.
Uh huh.
And no, it had nothing to do with Lafayette. I had a great time in Lafayette, all that shit. But at a certain point, though, because like in New Orleans too, you like see construction everywhere, but nobody's working on it. Like
where everybody's construction here and everybody's working.
Yeah, if you see orange cones, there's people there.
Everywhere, you know? Yeah.
And then they fix it in like a week.
Like your road, Boulevard.
Yeah.
Right near where Slutty Vegan's at off Edgewood.
Yeah.
It's construction right there.
Yeah.
There's tons of construction everywhere you go around this like kind of highland area. And but they're working though consistently. Yeah.
There it's like not like what is going on? Why is this road all torn up? And like how long has it been torn up, you know? It's just kind of weird. It was nice to come back to Atlanta where, like, shit gets done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's trade-offs, you know? Like you, yeah, New Orleans, you feel free. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a sense of, like, real community and all this stuff. But, like, yeah, shit's fucked up. And you come to Atlanta, and it's, like, shit's not that fucked up, but there's not really a sense of community here, mm-hmm. you know? Or you really have to, like, go out your way, you know? So, I don't know.
It was a good thing trip. The thing about Atlanta is that it's so big that everybody has their own little social community, right?
Yeah. Your neighborhood, typically.
Yeah, your neighborhood, like, it's so big. And that's when I was telling you, like, you live on the east side, I live on the west side. It's completely two different areas. So you can have two different, you can have a whole experience living on the east side, you know what I'm saying, and not know what the west side or the south side of Atlanta is like.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and so when you do make a visit outside of your area in Atlanta, because it's so big, everything's new. You're like, you're like, oh, snap. You're like, dang, it's tight over here on the east side. Or you're like, I found this little spot over here. You know, I've been on the west side for so long, 2-3 years, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. So
yeah, west side's more like young professional.
Yeah.
A lot of tech people. It's just money and mm-hmm. they're very refined. Here is like, Inman Park is more like, you know, money, but like chill.
You get a lot of pop-ups here on the east side. People do pop-ups here.
And EAV is like the hipster world.
You get more fashion down here on the east side. It's just mm-hmm. things are like when parties, parades, anything is more popping down here on the east side, I feel like.
Yeah, Pride, you know, just passed.
Yeah. So that's what I feel like when you come. I don't know. I've never been to New Orleans. That's why I say when Atlanta is just so big, you get everything.
I don't know if you'd like it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because it's dirty, you mm-hmm. know, but that's kind of
my mom's.
Yeah. But that's like the charm of it.
Oh, yeah. Know? She like, just came. Like I said, my family just, my mom and dad just visited New Orleans like maybe 2-3 weeks ago. My mom, that was the first thing she said. Yeah, it's dirty in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, coming from Newport News to like Atlanta, and then you go to, I guess, New Orleans. Like I said, I've never been. And, you know, Newport News is like suburbia. It's like relatively clean, really good schools. It's probably like Lafayette, you know, dedicated teachers because it's not high pace, you know, it's just roads are clean. It's just, you know, and then you go to Atlanta and then you're like, all right, you know, a little bit of homeless, you know, whatever, you know, here and there.
It's homeless, but like, it is a pretty clean.
and then she goes to New Orleans. She's like, I said, so what was it like in New Orleans? Oh my gosh. It's like the homeless is dirty, baby. It's so dirty down there. And I was like, so
I don't know
funny
why, like somebody like your mom would, I don't understand why anybody who's like a boomer and stuff would even want to go to New Orleans. I'm going to be honest.
They've never been. So that was like one of the, that's what I'm saying. I've never been. I want to check it out. I've never been. It's just one of the things you've never been. You want to see what the French quarters were like. It's the story, things about New Orleans you want to see, especially for like black culture. You know what I mean? Like, so much things happen there. It just,
there's like jazz.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's just, music. It's one of the things you want to check out.
I saw this girl scatting.
Mm-hmm.
I walked through the French quarter, mm-hmm. Like first night. And it's fucking sick. I mean, you feel like you're in Europe, mm-hmm. you know, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I walked on Bourbon for a second. I was like, all right, let's get off of here. Mm-hmm. That's the worst. That's like the asshole of America. But there's some good spots. You just mm-hmm. kind of got to know, you know, if you know, you know.
And she doesn't, my parents never been. She wasn't really pleased with the restaurants.
Yeah.
It's kind of dirty. She said they didn't really, customer service wasn't like on their.
Yeah, but she probably didn't know where to go.
No, this is true. Yeah, this is my mom and my parents, you know? So, like, they never been. Yeah. I've never been. I couldn't be like, hey, go here, you know? And
should have told every, the turkey and the wolf.
I know. And this is one of these things where you have to go, like you said, they're older, so they're going to have their own type of experience. They're not going to look up places like we would do. Yeah, or, you know, so it's just
what's
different.
TripAdvisor?
Yeah, exactly. So, shout out mom and dad. At least you went out, you know?
At least you're getting outside.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, New Orleans, it was a great trip. My soul was put in my body.
Mm-hmm. How many swipes for the trip?
Oh, that was a 4 swipe.
Oh, shout out to Aaron, too. He also loved our rating system.
Your boy? Really? Yeah. I mean, power swipe.
Yeah, get him in there.
You got to go.
Yeah.
This is how we do. We out here. All right, let's start this thing for real.
It's your raspy ass.
Yeah, I can't even. Shoo. I'm dying.
Yeah, just
briefly. We wanted to talk about Kanye a little bit. We only because I think this is the big one.
We're done. Yeah. Oh, at least I am. I think you've been done.
Yeah, but like, but I mean, I still follow you.
I unfollow. Yeah,
but I think this is the big one.
I'm excommunicado here.
And my thing is because he went at the Jews. Mm-hmm. You don't fuck with the Jews, bro.
Yeah, you don't.
No fucking look at Nick Cannon.
Yeah, you got a plug for him. You got a patch for that. Like, I mean, you just.
No, I know.
Just something you can't do. Like,
yeah,
you didn't learn from Whoopi. Come on, man. She got bounced off The View for how long for making that comment?
You ain't got the answers.
You know? Oh, did you see Ashley gave Sway back the
Sway was right.
Sway was right. So it's like, this dude is so hyperbolic, and then he's so into himself that he doesn't know how stupid he sounds. You know, one of those people, like, they start talking, and you don't, like, you know how stupid you sound? Man. And they, like, don't know he's that person.
Yeah, he doesn't really do much research into his stuff. Mm-mm. The thing is, I think...
there's too many stupid remarks with not enough factual marks to back them up. Like, slavery was an option. Or just George Bush hates black people. Or, like, we can think of numerous things that Kanye has said that we've been like...
Mm. But the George Bush thing was right.
Well, yeah, that was right, but still.
He doesn't care about black people. I think that was true. I think that was...
But the way I'm saying, the way he said it on TV, you know, just like reactionary, you know?
Oh, yeah. I just think that he had a really good team around him.
And you can't blame the fucking meds, mental health, because it comes to a point where you're just throwing that out as an excuse.
Well, somebody on Reddit it's not... What is it? It's not your fault, but it is your responsibility.
Right.
So it's like you can't, you know... like, know you have a problem and then not
address it
or deal with it,
right?
Or, you know,
and then blame everything you say on those issues. Oh man, you know,
well, like the White Lives Matter thing, that was like so late to me. That was like, it's like when we're watching those stand up shows and they're talking about Corona, like, and we're like, ah, we're kind of past that, but the White Lives Matter is like, dude, Black Lives Matter, that was 2020.
Mm-hmm. Like, and right around the corner.
Yeah. George Floyd, I mean, that was like the last big one.
You know? I mean, George Floyd brought a bigger meaning. You know, it has meaning. Like, you know, Rashard Brooks. I mean,
but all Trayvon. The
Trayvon. You know, I'm just saying, like, yeah, Trayvon definitely. But like, uprise more, of course, during the era of COVID. And then that happens. You're like, yo, like, you know, what about the dude, the cop in Wendy's who shot the kid 10 times?
Was that, you see that around here?
That was like not around here, but he was in the car. I know you've seen the I know we're going off, but there's this white kid in the car. He's eating a sandwich at McDonald's. The dude says, get out the car. The dude backs up and tries to leave. The dude open fires on the car and says, shots fired, and then shoots again. They find the kid a couple blocks down later. He's still in critical life right
now.
Holy
shit.
They fired the cop. And they're looking at pressing charges on the cop.
Damn.
And he was white.
Why don't white cry?
So it was, but it was egregious, bro. You should have the video of it. Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah, that's why how are you bad opening fire on him?
Because, like, he thought it was a car that he evaded him. So he wanted, and he didn't wait for backup. So he walked up, like, to the car. You see the kid eating the burger.
Yeah.
And he's like scared. The dude just opens the car. He's like, yo, get out the car. And the kid's like, park, you know, like, the fuck out. And the guy's like, pulls out.
That kid's got some, shot, like,
five times, literally.
That kid's got some, like action movie reflexes.
He's in critical condition.
Well, that's, life ain't really a movie, but he put that bitch in reverse
and left. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. But anyways, Kanye, like, you know, it's like one of those things, like Kaepernick, you're hijacking.
Yes.
The call. You're hijacking the real meaning of this.
And you're not helping.
You're not movement. Helping. Because we know things people say, stars, politicians, those people, there are people that listen to you that take those words for granted and go do things that they're not supposed to. You know, you saw the thing with Lil Boozy put out on him, right?
God. Are we really? I would love to
see it. Oh, you haven't seen it? I took a picture of just because in case you didn't see it. Oh, gosh. Yeah,
I
great.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think we should put it on IG too, but I think.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I took a screenshot because I knew I was like. A
picture of white.
Like, it's pretty much essentially of Dave Chappelle of the white version of him and doing the newscaster.
God, Boosie is fucking hilarious. Oh, you see that video where he's at a party and this guy, it looks just like him, or he's like trying to be just like him, and it cuts to him and he's like, oh, hell no.
So Boosie, yeah, I mean, P. Diddy has been outspoken, Meek Mills has been outspoken, and a lot of people have been outspoken about
Bella Hadid. He went in my girl Yoon Ambush.
Yeah, he did.
He said that ASAP Rocky fucked her.
It's just too much.
That's, man, like, come on,
it's
dude.
Just, he's just doing too much, bro. He's banned from IG. They blocked him. I think now he's kicked off Twitter.
He went on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Just like, And then I didn't even know who Candace Owens was. Mm-hmm. Did you know who that was?
I mean, I'm kind of familiar, but not a lot, you know.
But she's like a African American conservative mm-hmm. or whatever. It's just weird. I don't know. But I think my point on this and bringing it up is that this is the big one. Mm-hmm. I think this is where it ends with him.
Yeah.
He's cut off everybody.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to go on a big forgiveness tour.
Wait 2 years down the line from this. He's going to, I was off my meds. I was off my meds. Depression, which, and that's what makes it sad because he's putting all those things down. He's degrading, yeah. which people actually do have those problems. And they are actually dealing with those problems day to day. And he's abusing those like there's something you can just throw out.
Yeah.
You know, which is sad.
Well, it's like an excuse.
Yeah.
Man, there was something else on that I want to say. I don't know. I think that's about it, though. But yeah, I think this is the big one. This is the. Oh, wait. No, yeah. I was thinking of Travis Scott. Because now he's doing the McDonald's meal. Mm. Okay. That's embarrassing, by the way. Wait, let me go on this real quick.
Go ahead. Get you some.
Little diatribe. If you're a grown ass human being, if you're above, I'll give it 20 years old. If you're above 20 years old and you're taking pictures of your Travis Scott Happy Meal toys, like you need to reevaluate your whole entire life. That is the most embarrassing thing. It's just so sad and embarrassing. It's like,
is it bunga worthy?
Yes.
Okay, I was just making sure because you know.
It's just like, are you fuck you? You don't want to get laid, right? You're not trying to get any type of pussy. Like, what is going on here? You are taking pictures of your Happy Meals. Like our society, like we are children. If you're 25, I've seen a 30-year-old do it. And they're like trying to collect them all.
What are you talking about? I told you about the dude stealing Cactus Jack's posters off Mickey D windows. What are you talking about? We talked about these crazy Travis Scott fans.
Like these
fans.
People are going like to McDonald's on repeat. And then they're like, oh, please don't be a Bowser again. And they open it, Bowser. Oh, God hates me. It's like, yeah, he does. Because he created you. Who wants to go buy Travis Scott McDonald's toys?
Gosh.
Yes, he doesn't like you, actually.
I agree with you on this one.
He messed up.
Yeah,
He created you.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's just a quick thing. Wild to me. That is like, I would never. And look, if I were to get one, sure, I get it. But none of y'all are gonna know about it. You know,
I would never even be involved. I would never post that ever.
Well, can I say something on Travis Scott real quick?
Go ahead.
So I joined a new gym. I hate it. I don't like this gym at all. It's down the street, the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound and they, like a gym. They have music.
Sounds like an area for dead poets.
There's no poets in there. Just a bunch of meatheads. They play music though, like from 5 years ago or whatever. Mm. I will say, Sicko Mode came on. That shit still slaps. Sicko Mode still slaps. So I don't give a fuck. We're about almost done with this show on Hulu called The Patient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starring your boy, Steve Carell. What do you call him?
What do I call him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know, call him by it. You call him by
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott.
He always will be Michael Scott.
And Domhnall Gleeson, the most talented redheaded actor on the planet. What do you think? It's not done.
No, it's not. We said we wouldn't do this, but I started watching it. This is...
Well, no, this right Seth now, we're watches. Not swiping it.
Dana watches what Seth watches.
The reason I knew you'd like it was that it was 30-minute episodes.
You are...
It almost... Well. One or two are like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a web series at times.
Was it... is this... What's the guy's name? Is it Sam Fortner? Is that the...
The redhead? The
killer? Yeah. Is it the killer? Domhnall Gleeson?
Yeah.
He's scary. He just looks creepy.
That's probably Elias, the other guy, I would imagine.
Okay. I was just saying,
he's super creepy.
Yeah.
He's such a good actor. He can do all kinds of different stuff. Mm-hmm. He He was in the Star Wars movies. He was terrible.
Yeah, he was. I like David, my guy David Alan Greer. Shout out In Living Colors. Shout out Boomerang. Shout out all the 90s movies this guy's been in. He's what you call a high-grade B-level actor. Not necessarily an A, but has done a lot of movies and been a really good B actor. He's very funny and comical. But I also think he is a very serious actor, which we're also getting to see in The Patient. So if you're a fan of him, like me...
It was refreshing to see him come in.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that all these, like, because, I mean, we're talking about, for our name, but the lady in Abbott Elementary, Gina in Uncoupled.
Yep, Gina in Uncoupled. Yep.
And now this gentleman, Dag. Mm-hmm. They're all
Tanisha,
like,
Arnold.
They're all making comebacks.
Everybody Hates Chris. She's probably the most consistent.
But it's like, is it because there's more shows, you know?
I like to think that they haven't been able to find people as funny as them.
But it's not that funny.
Like, in those slots, those type of personalities, it's hard to find a Tisha Campbell.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a, you know, these type of actors to fill these slots, like in Uncoupled. And it's, I feel like it's hard. I haven't seen, like, new faces in comedy spots right now that have been like, oh, well, she was here. Besides Abbott Elementary. What she is, the main, what's her name? Brunson. She's a new face in comedy right now. I just know her. I got her.
What's her goddamn name?
But she's a new face in comedy right now. And I feel like that's refreshing. But there's not a lot of that happening.
And their new shows, it's new seasons dropping like now.
I've already watched a few episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have. So, and it's funny. And it picked off just where it left off. Let me tell you, I'm an Eagles fan. And they started the first show off with a parking lot show for the Eagles. So I was lit. I watched the first, I think, two or three episodes so far. And it's Quinta. She has not missed a step. And this, it's amazing. So if you haven't jumped on the Abbott Elementary, but we need more shows like that, like Netflix with Mo. Like, that's a refreshing face. You're seeing, like, we need more of that. We need more shows like that. So when you say, like, why haven't we found more people like Tanisha Arnold? I just think they're hard to find.
Or Dag.
Or yeah, exactly.
So whatchamacallit, The Patient, I think we did kind of cover this a little bit.
A little bit, because you were watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to put you on.
But,
yeah,
and I'm on it.
To me, it's right now, like, I would start watching it right now because it's almost done.
Yeah.
And you could just hammer right through it.
Seriously can. It's a 7.3 IMDb and 85% on Rotten and 90% on Google. All high reviews.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how it's going to end.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of just like the setup. Therapy is really in right now.
I know. Shout out to The Sopranos, the original therapy.
That's a great take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the original therapy
that's
session.
That's a great take, actually. For real. Damn.
Yeah. Dana. I mean, that was the start of therapy for me. I was like, damn, therapy, killing all these people. He's having sex with the one lady, Russian lady. He's having sex with the therapist, too. I mean, this is crazy. They use that therapist section in Sopranos like a G. I mean, the writers from Sopranos were fucking ahead of their time, bro.
Damn, you're right. Damn. I mean, of course, but. Damn, you really nailed that.
Thank you.
Damn.
I do this. I do watch a lot of TVs and series. You are the film buff. You do know a lot of directors, but I do watch a lot of stuff.
Yes, you do. So The Patient, I think it's fantastic. I think both of them kill it.
Oh, yeah.
I like where it's going. I like that it's very simple. They don't really go too far outside. It's also taught me a lot about Hasidic Jews.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, like, they could, like, steal your kids and shit. So there's three episodes left. So. Mm-hmm.
I like the fact he's a public health inspector. I think you knew that was going to catch me, too.
Yep. No,
it's a well-rounded series. I think Carell is probably wearing one of those fat suits, though, because he kind of, like, looks weird. Like, he's extra, like, but. Yeah. He may not be. He might have just put on a couple extra pounds or whatever. I like the fact that he kept bringing him new food. I was like, you're not going to eat that? That's all I kept thinking. The whole, you're not going to, nah.
Well, they kind of have to give him like a quirk.
I know, but it was just funny though. Yeah. Like, he just kept breaking. It's like, I just thought that was sweet, you know? It's like,
dang. But it's like, how is he going to get out of this situation?
Yeah, right, right. But, well, it gives you this perspective that he's not getting out of the situation. Yeah. Let's just go ahead and put that out there. I'm already assuming he's not walking out of this.
But yeah, I think that's kind of
the. Yeah, he's not walking out of this.
But
because he made the promise that he wouldn't hurt anybody while he was in these sessions. He didn't make a promise that he won't go hurt him after the sessions, bro. He ain't made no promise after that.
We gonna see.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil that for y'all. I fucked that up.
You're good.
Sorry. Should have watched it.
After that, we'll go straight into the rehearsal, another Hulu show, which I think is also great, funny, lighthearted. It's kind of like Abbott Elementary, but a little raunchier. You got Keegan-Michael Key, Johnny Knoxville.
Or are you? That's the reboot.
So damn it! Rehearsal.
I wrote it's okay. The rehearsal. It's okay. I got your back.
The reboot.
I got your back.
The Keegan-Michael Key.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Knoxville.
Let's go. We got Paul. I don't even have right. Razor is R-E-I-S-E-R. He was a federal agent in Stranger Things. You don't remember? Come on, man. He was the agent. He was the agent that took Eleven to the underground spot. Remember? Yeah. He plays the dad.
Oh, yeah. But when
I mean, dude, he's in like tons of things.
Wasn't he in like Sleepless in Seattle or one of those rom-coms?
His resume is long as fuck. I mean, this dude is
like
been
that guy used
things.
To be in rom-coms. No, he's the father.
Yeah.
The showrunner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in that. He was in My Two Dads. Remember, throwback from 1987 to 1990s. He was in Aliens. I mean, this dude's in a lot of things. Yeah, The Boys. He's in there too. Remember?
Yes, he is.
This dude's everywhere.
Damn, he's making another. Look at all these people making comebacks.
Yeah, they're bringing them back. But what do you think about the reboot? What do you think?
So first of all, who's the reboot is about bringing it back.
First of all, who's your outstanding outbreak of the cast? Who were you most surprised by?
I mean, the person I like the most is Key.
He is. Yeah, he does.
I like that he's like.
But he's the best out of all. That's kind of easy, like, you know.
Well, I like his situation where he's like, went to Juilliard or something like that, and he wants to be respected, but he's like literally the butt of every joke, and he thinks that like this. So basically, here's the premise is that there was a show in the 90s, which was basically like Full House.
It's what they're doing now, yeah. Essentially, they're making fun of what people are doing now, I feel like. Yeah.
But the idea was like, all right, let's reboot the show, but make it real. Like, make it like, it'll be funny, but it'll be dark comedy.
But isn't it funny how they give you the perspective of the execs? How these shows are thought of. Like, hey, what should we do?
She's like, I work for Hulu.
And
she's like, I did data analytics.
Exactly.
And
I don't remember the Asian chick. Let me see if I can find her name. They don't even have her on the cast lineup. Oh, yeah. So her name is Krista Marie Yu. She plays the exec that's like sitting around and they're all talking about, what should we do for a new show? And she was like, well, hey, this is my favorite show. Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, everybody's like, You know, she's like the youngest one out of the group. You know, she's like, you know what? Like, and this is crazy how, if that's how they think about shows, and they're like, yeah, let's do it.
Well, they'll be like, this is trending.
Yeah, it's trending. This and that. Yeah, like, yeah. So it gave you a little like, oh, is that how they do up in the upper rooms, above up execs? But my most surprisingly performance out of this is Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, yeah.
I am completely blown away.
What? Really?
Yes, because what has he ever been in a series like this?
Dude, was in that, remember The Ringer, the movie The Ringer?
This is a series with some heavy hitters. He's in, like I just said, he's in there with Paul Reiser, Key, I mean, and Judy Greer from Arrested Development. If you don't know who she was the secretary in Arrested Development who kept showing her boobs to Michael.
Oh my God,
that's
so
where she's
from.
So if you didn't know who that was, I just put you on.
She's really good too.
So Johnny Knoxville is sitting in a room with everybody that has either A, done successful series, or in a room with just really good actors. So when I first took this watching, I'm like, yo, there's no way Johnny's going to.
Dude, Johnny Knoxville is a good actor. He's done other stuff too.
Series though. We're talking about series. Series. I'm like, I don't think he's done series.
I'm about to pull up.
Yeah. I can pull up it right now. I got it right now. I got his work. Jackass. What are you like? What are you, bro? I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I got everything right now. I got it all. I got his whole resume pulled up in front of me.
That's the show for this week.
He's got Action Point, The Ringer. I mean, other than that, other thing is Jackass.
But did he do something when he was young?
He was in The Walking Tall, Men in Black as the side head in there. Yes. But we're talking about series, bro. I know he's done other things, but we're talking about series. He's done different things like movies and stuff, but he hasn't done a consistent series all the way through. So to me, yes, this is to me different.
Yo, he was in a movie in 2016 called Skip Trace with Jackie Chan.
You see what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
I didn't watch that. Never heard of it until just now.
He was in Coyote Ugly.
Saw that. Who didn't see Coyote Ugly, actually? Everybody saw that.
He was in Jackass Shark Week.
It's just... So, needless to say, back onto my diatribe, I was highly impressed with Johnny Knoxville's performance in a series. Come on, man. Like I said, need I say again, he was in there with heavy hitters. They even threw in the old people in the series, George Weiner, Fred Mahoney, all these old comedians, Rosa Abdu, all the people that were sitting around that table. I mean, it's a well-articulated show put together very well. And I feel like it's gonna be up there with Abbott Elementary, especially after we talked about him after Key coming off that pathetic series off Netflix. He needed this one. He needed this. He needed it.
What about, what's her name? Her name's Aaliyah Chanel Scott. She plays Timberly.
Oh, yeah.
The daughter.
Yo.
That was a good, that's a good little
arc. Yo, she's the social media star, right?
But she was on a reality TV
show. Yo, I love that whole thing about, the show is hits on so many points, bro, that if you, listeners, check it out. Like, it's worth, I'm going to give a pre-swipe for this, and I'm going to go ahead and give it a 3-swipe. It's there. It's up there. It's not as good as Abbott because it's not finished completely, so I can't give it all away. But I can definitely see it winning some awards and having it a second season, for sure.
Oh, it's definitely going to get another season. Hulu's been on it. They also got the new Hellraiser out, which
I can't review that on my list.
I watched like the first 30 minutes
I have that on my list. I fell asleep during Thor, too. I ain't going to lie. That shit was whack.
You didn't like it?
Hell no. I give that shit 2 swipes, bro. It was horrible.
All right.
You liked it?
No.
Okay.
I think I gave it 2.
I think you did too. It wasn't, bro. It was bad. It was bad. Okay.
It just felt like why. I remember the guy next to me was like, he just said, why?
I did see that Blade's daughter is getting a series on Disney. Huh? Blade. I read that somewhere. I forgot what article I had it up, and I can't remember.
Like a blade.
Blade's daughter. She has, because I guess in a comic he has a daughter.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, I don't even know.
That's just some weird thing I saw.
Fucking who knows?
Yeah.
Next up,
what we got?
Dahmer.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I finished it. Dana did not want to watch it.
Nope.
Which I completely understand. I like serial killer podcasts, though, and I just felt like I needed to watch it. I feel like
podcasts are different from actually depicting on television what happened.
You know, I think you're right, but this show was so visceral that it made me kind of because I still listen to the last podcast on the left, and it made me rethink about the show. Rethink about the podcast and like the content and like the victims. Cause sometimes I do think they do take it too far on the pod and stuff. But for the most part, I'm just like entertained. It's like rare that I'm like, oh my God, you know? But you watch this show, especially episode one and there's like 3 of them. Episode one of Dahmer, episode, I think it's like 2 or 3, and then episode 6. Episode 6 is brutal, which I went and listened to last podcast on the left, and episode 6 of Dahmer is about a guy who's deaf. His name's like Tony something. It was all fabricated. They hung out for like 2 years, but there is no like information on their relationship. If you watch the episode, they have like a deep relationship and all this, and it's like super cute. Which is fucked up because they just kind of, they made it. There's no evidence of any of that happening. And they like basically make you like fall in love with this guy, Tony. And it was bullshit. You know, it was really for like that hammer effect at the end of the episode.
Right, right.
So it is weird. And also I think because, what do they call it? Not recency bias, but because it's so recent, it was in the 90s, mm-hmm. you know, early 90s. It was like 88 to 91, something like that. So it's like, you know, these people's like nieces and nephews, you know, are seeing their like uncle die or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, come on, man. Like, that shit's too much.
But I do think, one, I think it was great. It was like done really well. Let's say this was a fictional show that had no basis in reality. It would be like, I mean, it's great. It's done really well. And Ryan Murphy, he, you know, that's the guy who did the OJ story, he did mm-hmm. the Monica Lewinsky, he does American Horror Story, Assassination of Gianni Versace. That one's really good. This is probably like some of his best work. Like, it's up there with, to me, the Assassination of Gianni Versace.
That's a sad story.
I know. Another like serial killer guy, too. And also gay, you know? So it's interesting. I mean, Dahmer was awful. He was like a cannibal. That's what's fascinating about him is how fucking demented he was. And it explores, you know, his family. There's episodes like really just about his dad, about his neighbor. It's a lot. But the thing about it, though, is the negligence of the cops. And that's, I think, the main point of this is that the cops really just let it happen. Like, they literally at one point had a kid who had escaped and they like led him back into Dahmer's arms. Dahmer's like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, go. You can go. Dude died like that night. So it's really fucked up. I didn't know he was from Milwaukee and all that. Mm-hmm. All the serial killers are always from those fucking parts of the world. Fucking weirdos. But I'm going to give it 3 swipes. I think it's really good, but I could see why. I mean, it's fucked up. Like they didn't tell any of these victims' families that they were doing this. They kind of exploited them, but for the sake of art, I give it 3 swipes. If you can separate that, if you're an asshole like me, but if you can't, then you probably just don't watch it because it's pretty brutal. Yeah, you know, and it's a white man preying on people of color because there's other people mm-hmm. too, mostly black gay men. So it's like double minority, you know, mm-hmm. which is why the cops didn't care. Mm-hmm. So it was the biggest show ever, bigger than Squid Game.
Yeah.
So which is crazy because a lot of people were complaining and saying they're not going to watch it, and then it somehow.
Well, I'm one of the ones that didn't contribute to it being.
I know, but like, I don't think people were really saying that about Squid Game. Mm-hmm. And that went like, you know, big. Mm-hmm. And this went bigger, mm-hmm. you know? So maybe there's just a lot of sick, demented people in
this. Definitely.
It's got to be it. But Evan Peters kills it. And then Niecy Nash, who was in Reno 911. Yeah.
She coming fucking, nails. I mean, come on. She's fucking getting her just dues right now.
Apparently she's in that new rookie show. Yeah. The Rookie.
Yeah. I don't like that.
And then Molly Ringwald's in this show. I'm glad to see Molly getting work. I'm just saying, all these older actors mm-hmm. they're back. It's beautiful.
I'm with it.
All right, we got another movie. This is a Dana movie. Seth needs to watch. Jexy.
Yep, it's starring one of the actors from Workaholics.
That, I would watch that show.
I think there is a show called Alcoholics, but definitely not this one. But it's called Jexy, and it's about a guy who's attached to his phone, essentially. And he's just walking around. Essentially, came out in 2019 with a box office of $9.3 million. It came out of Liongate. I don't know when it dropped. I don't think it hit theaters because I don't remember seeing previews for it.
It did $9 million, so it's probably like limited release.
You said, I guess it was like probably, yeah. But Adam, how do you pronounce his last name?
Devine.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Workaholics, of course. They're all funny. And I've seen bits of them in different movies, like Mindy.
Yeah.
One of the guys, The other guy from Workaholics has like a deep episodes in those. But I've never really seen anything from the guy Adam. So I went into this with just, it was an hour and 24 minutes. I was just like, you know what? It's on Netflix. Fuck it. Let me just watch it.
Yeah.
You know, had no really expectations of it, but I left with laughing.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole movie.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't want to give too much away because then it's like, why would you go watch it after I just gave so much away? Of course the ratings don't agree with me, but if you take it from the scope of like today's society and phones and this dude's personality, it's a home run. I think it was well written.
Now
shot in San Francisco. So you get to see the Golden Gate Bridge and you get to see like a lot of San Francisco.
Parts. I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it like the movie Her?
No.
No.
Well, it is form of artificial intelligence in there, but not like where it's comedic, not serious. So I don't want to compare it to Her because it's not the same. Like one's a computer and this one's a phone. It's just different. Like
I'm a computer.
This one is like Siri, but the name is Jexy. Right. So it's essentially how people are dependent on Siri, like how you are.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Siri, you know, and this is essentially,
I'm dependent on Siri.
Well, you know, like when you messaged me yesterday, you said, hey, Siri, text Dana. Right.
Oh, did it say sent by Siri? Yeah.
So, and you told me before that you say it, you use the phone. So I know that you do it.
No, I love Siri.
Yeah, exactly. So Adam loves Jexy. So
yeah,
he gets a new phone and he said, I'm going to make your life better. And so this dude's like a loser. He works for like a clickbait site where, you know, like cats, like anything you just click on, and he's a journalist and he wants to be like a real journalist. But right now he's just working on putting on things that people click on. And he doesn't have any friends. So all he does is like order food from his phone and just he's on his phone consistently. But then Jexy, of course, takes over and it just turns into a straight comedic show after like movie. It's just I can't go into it because
I'm feeling it.
Just like it starts off because he's walking with his phone to work all the time, and he of course drives, but everybody, you know, you're in Atlanta, everybody's doing this look down, right? I guess it came out in 2019 and it's basically at the end of the movie he's not looking at his phone up anymore, essentially.
Don't know spoilers.
But no, I can't because there's something like all that in between of that is hilarious. I'm talking about like,
okay,
I said I'm gonna give it 4 swipes.
Dang.
Yeah, that's how funny that dude is. Funny as shit. Like he's funny. And Wanda Sykes, Michael Pena, Kid Cudi's in it. Michael Pena
is in so much.
He's so diverse. Let's just go ahead and give this dude his roses because this dude is like so diverse. He plays the guy. He's his boss who works for like the website. We only got like 30 clicks today. We need more clicks. He's like super eccentric, super hype. He says, everybody do the cat noise. And so everybody in the office has their own part where they're doing this. And then he starts doing the dance and like does like the whole like, all right, that's it. And he walks away. You know, just super sporadic and crazy.
Yeah, tech-y.
It's just funny. It's funny between the connection, the phone, his life, and it all comes together very well. Okay. Because, you know, in today's society, your friend is your phone. You don't need to have friends.
What?
Like, you can be dependent. People
you need rely friends, on their phones. Dana.
Like, there's people in this movie, like, you'll watch right now, you're like, I know someone like that. They're not losers. Like they just don't hang out. They'd rather stay themselves. They're on their phones. They're chilling. They order in. They don't go out that much. They stay to themselves. And that's just what it is, you know? But you know how sometimes you want to like, you're like, I'm going to put down my phone and I'm just going to live life for a second. And then I'll do dumps. You know, people are doing dumps now because you know why? Like I can't take my time just posting shit all the time. Back to back.
Have you seen that app Be Real?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm too old for that app.
So this is what Jexy's about. It's essentially like this dude with his phone and
he's addicted
and he's going through the shit. It's just funny. It's funny. Takes on his whole new life, man. It's
better
good.
Be funny. 4 swipes.
4 swipes.
All right.
I'm going against the ratings. Like I said, the ratings are against me. IMDb gives it 6 out of 10. Tomatoes is 21%. So, you know, not a lot of people like
6 out of 10 is not bad. 21% is troubling.
Yeah, but that's what I'm... I need you to watch it to confirm it. It's only an hour and 24 minutes. It's something you can just be like, boop, laundry, watch it.
Jexy it is.
Yes, watch it.
Oh, wait, I was supposed to play a song at some point. I'm just gonna
What is it? Oh,
is that New Yachty?
Okay.
Where is that? I want to get it right. I want to get it right.
He's like, I don't want to hit the wrong button. Like, and you did it anyway.
You know, so that was another thing. I was talking with my boys. The ones that
listen to the show? Or,
Jordan and Austin.
Okay.
And shout out y'all too. They love when I hit that one.
Oh my gosh. I like Little Pimp one, my first, personally, myself. Yeah, it's always
the which one?
The Little Pimp. Pimp. Yeah.
Do I even have
a little?
Yeah, that's a classic. I mean, he fucked it up like so bad. You know what I'm saying? And he still got on stage and didn't be like, I would have been like, yo, man, it's not.
He
you messed
that,
it
he
up.
He was getting that paycheck.
Yeah.
A little Pimp.
Sorry.
No, keep it going. It's okay.
But I just wanted to play this Yachty track.
Did they have any suggestions for music or?
My boys? Not really. I mean, we went go see some DJs.
Yeah, maybe we should play one of your homeboys' DJ tracks up on here. Give them a little play.
Well, Jordan's actually got hella beats and shit that he needs to release. This isn't the end of the show. I just have to play.
Yeah.
I just need you to hear that. All right, one more review. I saw the movie. Smile. I saw Smile, the scary movie. It has Susie Bacon in it, Kevin Bacon's daughter. Mm. Susie Bacon. S-O-S-I-E. And it actually has Kumail. And it also has a guy in The Boys who plays... what's his name? A-Train, which was weird because he's kind of like a good guy in it. Okay, so this movie was actually very scary for me. I'm not going to lie. I went to go see it with my dad, and we were jumping like crazy. The scares were solid.
Mm-hmm.
The story was The Ring and It Follows, like combined, basically. Mm-hmm. The story was very unoriginal. But I will say that I do like that they just were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to have jump scares every 20 minutes. Like, they normally you only get like two good jump scares a movie. They were just like, nope, we're just going to go for it. Like, it was relentless with the scares. Really good kills and really good. I mean,
shout out to Rob Morgan. He's like everywhere.
Who's that?
The black guy that played Robert Tiley.
A-Train?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm glad. I'm like seeing the dudes from The Boys getting work. Just like Scream. I watched Scream as well.
Don't Look Up.
And in Scream, what's his name? The guy, Dewey from The Boys, he's in it as well. He didn't do that well, though. But no, I really fuck with this movie, Smile, as far as like, it's just fucking scary. You know, it's just, that's it. They didn't, it was like, the three A's of filmmaking are action, action, action. And this one was different because it was like scary, like jump scare, jump scare, jump scare. It's like, we don't need a good story. We just need to focus on how to scare the shit out of you. Yep. And they did a good job.
Parker Finn, he did Laura Hasn't Slept. And
who's that? Is that the director?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Seems
Laura Hasn't Slept. It came out in 2020.
Yeah.
And then The Behind, Hide Behind, The Hide Behind.
Nope. Probably some little whatever.
Look all look scary.
Look, I give this movie two swipes.
Ooh, two.
But I do think it's worth a while. It's going to be a nice Halloween classic.
6.9 on IMDb.
Yeah. There's some very creative setups. I will say that. And it's this Sosie Bacon really, mm-hmm. I feel like she must have aged herself doing this movie because she just looks so stressed out. She this crying and screaming all throughout this movie. Mm-hmm. And she just like, she's a very pretty girl, but by the end of it, she looks like shit. So good job, makeup department.
This one person wrote the worst jump scares and worst ending. The only jump scares in this movie is a random person smiling with a loud sound effect. The house burning scene could have been...
Okay, wait, does that... you're in the spoiler territory. They're talking about spoilers.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just a review.
No, I'm sorry. The one where she's talking with the smile, mm-hmm. that was good. That was mm-hmm. a good... That one got me.
That's no, every... Though. No, it's like everyone... It said this movie was good. I always got to find the worst review. Most people said this movie was good. I just wanted to, you know, can't have all good ones. I just wanted to see, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you just want to go and have fun, and like get your adrenaline pumping, mm-hmm. you know, like this is the movie for you. Mm-hmm. It's not a think piece, mm-hmm. you know. And yeah, the smiling shit worked for the most part, but... Mm-hmm. My only thing is, like, if you watch It Follows, they kind of do that.
That was good. I love that. It was good.
That movie's fucking awesome. Yeah. And then
that was just a Netflix release type of movie. Yeah. Nothing crazy.
And then Hereditary.
Mm-hmm. That was another classic.
There's a scene in Hereditary where when the mom's starting to freak out, mm-hmm. or like the dad like dies or some shit like that. And there's a guy in the background, he's mm-hmm. naked in the closet and he's just smiling. That I'm like, that might have inspired the whole movie for Smile. Because right. I was like, that was so unsettling. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about like Hereditary is like they only use like these things. Same as Nope has like a really like kind of terrifying scene to me. Mm-hmm. But there's not many, you know, it's like, and that makes them like more important. This was just like, fuck it. You know, let's try to get you here with this. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just like, we don't care. Right. You know, which was kind of cool. You know, it's like going to see John Wick. You know, it's like action.
Oh, you're just suspecting. To the mat. Yeah.
You know, so it's like, that's why I'm here.
Yep.
So, yeah, to swipe it, check it out. Smile if you haven't. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
It's Halloween, spooky season.
Spooky.
And I almost forgot Andor, the last thing of the day. Andor with Diego Luna. He was in Rogue One. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like his beginning as he gets into like espionage and all that stuff.
Because we know his ass dies.
God damn it.
I'll just let y'all know that shit right now. You seen Rogue One?
Oh my God.
Y'all seen Rogue One? Stop playing around. Y'all already know what happens.
Oh my God.
It's the pre. You know it fucking dies, man.
Yeah, he does.
Come on. We seen Rogue One. Everybody knows it's a prelude. Ain't nothing to hide about it.
That is fucking something else, Danny.
Come on.
It's like, should I cut that? I might not.
Dude, come on. It's like the Star Wars are getting redundant at this point. We already know what happens.
Yeah, but Andor, I feel like, is more like, up my alley.
No, I love the way it's shot. I just know that what happens already because I've already seen, you know, Rogue One. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah,
it's just kind of tired.
Yeah.
I get it.
But it's fire. That's it's what I'm fire. Saying. It's still
and
fire.
I like
yeah.
that it's like... It's like war or like, it's like a thriller. It's not like, you know, the Book of Boba Fett where there's like this or that. Mm-hmm. Like this dude is like trying to escape for his life mm-hmm. and he has to like make these deals mm-hmm. and it doesn't exactly feel like, you know, there's no lightsabers.
Yeah. And that's why I like it. That. Exactly. It just feels exactly like what I like about it. Yeah. Yeah.
A war show. Mm-hmm. And it looks really good.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said it's dope as fuck. And yeah. Like,
how does it look so good? It
looks good.
They
looks
were just good like, yeah. Like they're putting way more money into this than like mm-hmm. Boba Fett.
Boba Fett was horrible.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that I was like, they were speaking in his language in the very beginning. And I was like, oh, where's subscribes? What's going on? Yeah. And I love the fact that there was no option for that. So uh-huh. you're kind of like, leave it to your imagination. So I did like that aspect.
Qatari or something. Qatari.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I fuck with it. I like it. We're about
and his ex-girlfriend is like...
Fine.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. She a baddie. Them Star Wars bitches.
No, like I agree with you. The cinematography, like they did their thing on this one. Like it's fire. Yeah, nah.
So check it out, y'all. Andor, it's about halfway through. And then let's just wait till next week for She-Hulk because we'll get the
it's the last it'll one be I done. Think, yeah.
But Disney Plus, I think, is holding their own right now. Yeah. And I hear Werewolf by Night. My brother said that's good. So.
Oh, what's that? Is that Hulu too?
That's Disney Plus. Oh, Disney? It's like a one-off Marvel like horror show.
I'm about to check that out. Yeah. It's available now?
Yeah.
I'll stop playing. Yo, I watched Thor, y'all. It was horrible. I fell asleep.
This is Big Steppa by, what's his name?
Rome Streets from Griselda. Talk my shit, look. You know how we are. Yo, I need the power and respect.
Millions locked in a safe. Wait, so you didn't even finish Thor?
No, I did. I fell asleep and I watched it again because I had to figure out where I left off. Anybody can get it. Game dirty. Watch how you play. We out for pay. Don't give two fucks what the president is.
Yeah, it was just irrelevant. Whatever. It was like, I didn't really like the kids part.
Yeah, and it's like he killed all these guys, but they only showed him kill one guy. What the method is. Got rappers hating and they bitches naked in my message.
Right. Oh, yeah. They should have showed way more about that. That would have been cool.
Yeah. And I hate how they leave these tag endings, like this end where Zeus comes back. I'm like,
oh, it's like Hercules. Which Hercules is a cool character in the comics. I don't know.
But what they're trying to do now with that is like.
But that's how they did with Charlize Theron. It was the same thing. It was like, I don't like it. I'm this person.
Yeah, I don't like it. And that's the dude from Ted Lasso. He didn't watch Ted Lasso, so you wouldn't know. That's what I'm saying. He's one of the soccer players from Ted Lasso.
Really?
The guy that's playing Hercules, yeah.
Jacked.
Well, CGI jacked. You didn't tell that was CG?
I don't know.
It was pretty bad. It was a pretty bad Hercules. Yeah, pretty bad. Yeah. And then the fact that he killed Zeus, and then it was like, he's back. I'm like,
no, you didn't kill Zeus. Well, now it's like, the world's probably going to have to fight.
He even said it. Oh, I guess we're going to have every god coming out for us now. It's like,
oh yeah, I don't know. But the kids thing was a little too much.
Like she's got powers from eternity now. Like what? I don't like that. I have Fortune 500
thoughts, and we was copping horses. Yeah. It's Taika Waititi. I feel like Taika Waititi's kind of losing his touch as a director.
Jamaican hoes and paint your clothes. Oh yeah, I've been on some shit. Styling on them like Dion peons is nondescript.
Chrome hearts on my sweater. Go cop your Travis Scott you Happy Meals while you can.
And if I see you, I'm gonna make sure to laugh at you. Before music made a way, I had a pistol on my dresser, nigga. Chrome hearts on my sweater. My work better. You can never fuck with me ever. I've been a big stepper. Made a play, put the shit together. Before music made a way, I had that work. The conductor, shout out. Yo, welcome back.
Welcome back. My voice will be better next week. See y'all. Peace.